Now, it's time for the Countdown to Kickoff Tailgate Show. Broadcasting live from the David Price IMAX Center Studios. Presented by Zucker, where you can download the free mobile app to play fun mobile games and earn rewards. We'll take a look at today's college football landscape with insights into the big games this weekend from the top 25 to the SEC. Interviews, scoreboard updates, and more. Also brought to you in part by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, Penn Station, East Coast Subs, Inns Bank, the David Price IMAX Centers, Casa of Nashville, Strike and Spare Family Entertainment, Lindell Jewelers, and real estate agent Richard Courtney of Christensen Patterson Courtney and Associates. And now, here's your host, Johnny Ballpark Franks.
And good morning, everybody. Johnny Ballpark Franks with you with yet another edition of our Countdown to Kickoff Tailgate Show, broadcasting out of the David Price IMAX Center Studios with two area locations to serve you, Brentwood and Murfreesboro. For more information, you can check them out online, davidpricecenter.com. Our Countdown to Kickoff Tailgate Show presented by Zucker. And if you haven't already done so, go ahead and download this free mobile app to your iPhone or Android phone. You'll be able to instantly enter contests, play great games, earn reward points, and you'll be able to utilize these reward points at places that you like to eat and shop here in the Nashville, Tennessee area. So go ahead and download it. That's Zucker with an X, X-O-O-K-E-R. All right, we'll be with you for the next 2 hours, getting you all set up for the SEC Top 25 College Football Playoffs. You've got it. We'll have you the latest, and not just the SEC, but the ACC, Big 12, Big 10, Pac-12, and what's at stake as far as the teams battling it out still to want to play for a conference championship. A little bit later this hour, around 10:20, Ron Higgins will be joining us, sports editor and columnist with the Clarion Ledger in Jackson, Mississippi, talking about the Ole Miss Vanderbilt game tonight and also his thoughts on the SEC as we wind down with regards to the regular season this week and next week, and that's it. And then you get to the conference championships the first week of December and as we move forward. Also later this hour, around 10:35, Mitch Vingel joins us, veteran columnist, beat writer. He's been covering West Virginia and the Big 12 for many, many years. We'll check in with him, get his thoughts on West Virginia, what's at stake for Will Grier and company as the Big 12 also battles it out. We're down to four teams with regards to the Big 12: Oklahoma, West Virginia, Texas, Iowa State. And unlike the other Power Four conferences, other Power Five conferences, I should say, the Big 12, everybody plays all of the conference opponents. Every team in the conference they play, and then the two teams with the best conference records at the end, they will play on the first weekend of December, December 1st, for the conference title there in the Big 12. Also, just after 11, Doug Segrist joins us out of Birmingham, formerly with the Nashville Banner. He's on the TV show The Zone on ABC 3340, getting his thoughts on this week's landscape with regards to the SEC. And then around 11:35, Will West joins us from Knoxville, Tennessee, this week and next week. All you got to do is get one win, either today against Missouri or looking ahead to next week when they come to Nashville to take on Vanderbilt. One win away from being bowl eligible. Speaking of which, you know, last week we had 48 teams that were bowl eligible. We're now up to 66, you know, 65 after last weekend. Toledo joined the ranks with a win on Thursday night. So 66 of the 78 spots have now been filled. There's still 21 teams out there needing one win, and there's additional 13 other teams out there that need two wins. Like, that would include a group like Vanderbilt. But Tennessee is a part of the 21 teams that needs one more win. I bring it up because with 12 spots, most likely we're going to be in a situation where not everybody who's bowl eligible is going to be actually participating in a bowl. You know, the big concern each and every year is there going to be enough bowl eligible teams to fill these spots so we can avoid the 5-7 teams. This year, I think that will certainly be the case, and there'll be probably a few teams, unfortunately, left out. Already, we've had one team ranked in the top 25 as far as the college football playoff rankings play. That was last night, as Boise State, one of the five newcomers in this week's college football playoff rankings. They came in the 25th spot this week. Last night they were in action on the road taking on New Mexico, and it was a pretty easy win for Boise State. As the son of former Mark Rippon, a pro quarterback for the Redskins, right? Brett Rippon, last night passed for three touchdowns, over 222 yards to be exact, in the 45-14 win for Boise State over New Mexico. And so they move on. They're now on this season 9-2 on the year. As far as action from Thursday night, some American Conference action. You had in the American Athletic Association, you had Houston knocking off Tulane 48-17. Tulane was looking to get that additional win so they could be bowl eligible. It wasn't meant to be, as Houston cruised to that victory. A couple of other scores from Thursday night, you had Toledo knocking off Kent State in MAC action 56-34, and that was the win that gave Toledo their sixth win on the year. And then finally, Lane Kiffin and Florida Atlantic, their efforts to get to bowl eligibility fell just short as they lost to North Texas 41-38. So Florida Atlantic still looking for one more win to get to bowl eligibility. As far as the SEC today, you have several games. Well, let's just say it's the by the W weekend for the SEC. You start with Alabama. A 51-point favorite at home today against Citadel. Also in the 11 o'clock hour, you have one of the three games where it's an SEC game. You have Mississippi State, 6-4 on the year, 2-4 in conference play. They'll be hosting Arkansas, 2-8. Arkansas, a team still looking for their first SEC win of the year. They enter this game this morning in Starkville, 0-6 in conference play. In addition, in the 11 o'clock hour, you have the Florida Gators, a big heavy-duty favorite at home against Idaho. Florida 7-3 on the year. Idaho comes into this ball game with a record of 4-6. And then something to watch out for. You know, you look at a Kentucky team that got off to the great start at 7-1, but the last 2 weeks, losing in the SEC 2 weekends ago. It was losing at home against Georgia. Last week, it was going into Knoxville and getting beat by the Tennessee Vols. And we really don't know how Kentucky is going to respond in this game as they host Middle Tennessee. And we're talking about a Middle Tennessee team that certainly right now is still very much in the thick of things and trying to hunt down a spot in the Conference USA Championship. You know, they're unfortunately that loss to Florida International weighing heavy right now, because in a tiebreaker situation, it would be FIU with the edge over Middle Tennessee. But how about this great opportunity for Rick Stockstill and his squad? It's 11 o'clock kickoff this morning. Middle Tennessee, a 16.5-point underdog. Just saying, if they get off to the good start, make this game a one-half contest, anything will play out. And I'll certainly look forward to getting Doug Segrist's comments about this just after 11 about this matchup. As far as the SEC game on CBS today, it is Tennessee as they host Missouri, 2:30 start time, Central time from Neyland Stadium. Once again, Tennessee enters this ball game 5-5 on the season, needing one more win to get to bowl eligibility. They're 2-4 in conference play. Missouri, Drew Locke and company, they're 6-4. The win last week against Vanderbilt gave them their sixth win needed to be bowl eligible. They come to this ball game just like Tennessee with a 2-4 conference mark. 3 o'clock start time on the Plains down at Jordan-Hare Stadium in Auburn as the Auburn Tigers, 6-4 on the year, hosting Liberty, 4-5. Auburn, a 28.5-point favorite against Liberty. You have the Georgia Bulldogs, another game kicking off at 3 o'clock. This is one of those other contests we're talking about where you're buying the W this week. Today they host a 4-7 UMass squad. And about this matchup, you know, Georgia favored by 41, and we'll get into more conversations about what to watch out for in this game. A lot of it has to do with the fact that most of the Georgia fans looking forward to seeing Justin Fields, especially most of that second half in this contest. But, you know, Jake Fromm, has done an outstanding job for the Georgia Bulldogs to put them in the position where they'll be playing Alabama in the SEC title game, one win away with regards to if they can beat them. Now, they got to take care of UMass, which they should. Next week they get Georgia Tech, not an easy opponent with the option style of offense that Georgia Tech likes to play. But it really comes down to Georgia-Alabama for the most part to see if, you know, which team from the SEC will make it to the college football playoff. Is the possibility out there for two? You would need help. If everybody wins out and Alabama loses to Georgia, Alabama will not be one of the playoff teams this year because Clemson, Michigan, Notre Dame, and Georgia would be your four teams. I'm pretty sure the College Football Playoff Committee would not pick a Alabama team that lost to Georgia in the SEC title game, would not pick them over, a Michigan squad, for example. But still, there's still plenty of football to be played out. This will be decided on the field. Another intriguing game coming up tonight, just after 6, you've got Texas A&M. This is one of these feel-good stories for the year. 2 years ago, UAB, Alabama Birmingham, did not even have a program. And here they are entering this game tonight, 9-1, as they travel to College Station to take on the 6-4 Texas A&M Aggies. How about the fact that Jimbo Fisher, he was supposed to be the head coach for UAB going into the 2007 season. They had already approved him, right? But the Board of Trustees says, no, that's not going to be fiscally responsible to give Jimbo Fisher that contract. But here was the thing. They knew Nick Saban was coming as head coach of Alabama for 2007. They wanted Jimbo Fisher to come back and be Nick Saban's offensive coordinator, just like he was at LSU. Well, when that didn't materialize, Jimbo Fisher ends up, and they did not agree to the contract for Jimbo Fisher to take on UAB's program. Jimbo Fisher then moved on to Florida State, then became the coach in waiting, and then the rest is history. So now we see Texas A&M hosting UAB tonight. So, look, UAB has a fighter's chance. Just like I said, Middle Tennessee has a fighter's chance in Lexington today against Kentucky. UAB has a fighter's chance tonight against Texas A&M. Other games under the lights tonight, LSU should be an easy win for them. They're a 40-plus point favorite at home against Rice. South Carolina, 5-4 in the year. They need their one more win, which they should get tonight to get to bowl eligibility. They host Chattanooga. Chattanooga comes into this game 6-4, and that's a 6:30 Central Time start. And then finally, here in Nashville, Vanderbilt playing host to Ole Miss. Expect a lot of offense. Both of these teams record a lot of offense. The question will be which team plays better defense. We'll get more to this conversation coming up with our first guest today on the other side of the break, Ron Higgins, sports editor, columnist with the Clarion Ledger in Jackson, Mississippi, getting his thoughts on this matchup. Also look at what Mississippi State has done this year, the SEC, and more. We're just getting started with our Countdown to Kickoff tailgate show presented by Zucker. Once again, we'll be with you today until noon. As always, we know you have options, and we appreciate you making and giving us your time on this Saturday morning. You're listening to Nashville Sports Radio.
Zucker is coming to Middle Tennessee soon. It's a free app that saves you money. You can play fun games to win contests and earn Zucker points that you can redeem for rewards to the places you like to eat and shop. Discover fantastic deals and specials near you. Zucker is a free app available on your iPhone and Android. That's Zucker. X-O-O-K-E-R. Use Zucker to see what deals are happening at your favorite restaurants and shops or find great new ones. Download Zucker and start saving today.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat made-to-order food that's hot and meaty like a meal. You want Penn Station East Coast subs. This is the food you daydream about. Grilled steak and onions covered in melty cheese with baked bready goodness and fresh-cut fries. See it with your mind's eye and smell it with your mind's nose. It's what dinner and lunch were meant to be. Answer your craving with something truly mind-blowingly delicious. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
When was the last time you did something fun with family and friends, even coworkers? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers entertainment for all ages? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment, with five centers in Middle Tennessee, is just the place. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of group activities and reunions. Visit them online at strikeandsparebowling.com, also on Facebook and Twitter, or see them in Hendersonville, Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. There's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
This is Jim Renitz, CEO of InsBank. For over 17 years, InsBank has been proudly helping Middle Tennessee businesses, people we consider friends. InsBank is a true local bank built by and for Nashville business leaders, a place where clients' best interests come first, a place where you have access to local decision makers, and a place where you receive the personalized service you deserve. It's because we are a different kind of bank that knows what makes sense for you and your business. Come visit us at our Green Hills or Brentwood office, or online at InsBankTN.com. Your bank, your partner. Get to know InsBank, where genuine matters.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I am for the child who's had seven addresses in a single year. Because she's in foster care. Because her father abused her. And because her mother couldn't believe her. I am for her. The child who no longer believes in others or believes in herself. I am for that child. So I am there for that child. To listen to her. To speak for her. To champion without compromise for what's in her best interest. Because if I am, she will be half as likely to languish in foster care, and that much more likely to find a safe, permanent home. That is the child I am for. I am a court-appointed special advocate volunteer. I am you.
Lift up a child's voice, a child's life. Get involved at CasaNashville.org.
Volunteer or donate at CasaNashville.org.
You know David Price as an all-star pitcher for the Red Sox, but you may not know that David Price has teamed with Dr. Smithson to deliver non-surgical orthopedic care at his clinic in Murfreesboro and Cool Springs. Dr. Smithson is a board-certified sports medicine physician and former team doctor for Auburn University. If you're looking for a second opinion for your knee or hip replacement, contact the David Price Center at 615-678-0014 or visit davidpricecenter.com.
You're listening to the Countdown to Kickoff Show with Johnny Ballpark Franks.
And welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you with our Countdown to Kickoff Tailgate Show presented by Zucker, broadcasting out of the David Price IMAX Center Studios with two area locations to serve you, Brentwood and Murfreesboro. Right now, the opportunity to visit with Ron Higgins, sports editor, columnist with the Clarion Ledger in Jackson, Mississippi. Ron, as always, we appreciate you taking time out with us, and welcome back.
I'm glad to be back. How's everything going, Ballpark?
Life is good. Thank you very much. All right, so we get Ole Miss taking on Vanderbilt tonight. Here's a Vanderbilt squad still needing two more wins to get to bowl eligibility. As I was talking about this earlier in the show, right now we have 66 teams, rather, that have had their tickets punched as far as getting to bowl eligibility. There's only 12 spots remaining. 5-7 team is not going to get in this year. So if you're Vanderbilt, you better win these last two, which starts tonight.
Yeah, you know, Vanderbilt Ole Miss is always a really good game. It seems like every year it's pretty competitive. And I honestly think it's because both these teams – every year, feel like this, they have a chance, really have a chance to win this game. But in the sense that they both have about the same amount of talent, the depth, you know, is always a question for both teams, and so it kind of makes it even. And I think this is a game they both believe they can win, which always makes this game really, really competitive.
I was looking back on this series dating back to Oh, I'd say 1993. That was a good starting point. And, you know, if you take out the James Franklin era, when James Franklin was head coach of the Vanderbilt Commodores, you know, he had a lot of success against Ole Miss. You know, he was perfect. But if you take that out, you know, here's Ole Miss over the last 22 meetings. They're 17-5. Ole Miss has won 4 out of the last 5 games against the Commodores. The question will be, with Ole Miss, this is the second straight year they're not bowl eligible. And each and every week, it just really depends. You know, they're not going to be up for every week. They're not going to treat every game as a quote-unquote bowl game. I know they will next week against Mississippi State. The question will be, will this Ole Miss team be fired up enough when they come here to take on Vanderbilt tonight?
Well, I'll say this about Ole Miss, and this, the one thing that's been consistent all year with them, they play hard every game, and it's hard to believe since they have nothing to play for, but I have not seen a game yet where they haven't played hard. They may have not played smart, or they may have gotten beat, but they've played hard. And I think the thing that's really hurt them, they've had a lot of injuries, especially on defense and defensive backfield. That hasn't helped them. They weren't a good defense anyway to start with. But then they got some more injuries in the defensive backfield, and they've had to – they actually moved some running backs over to the defensive backfield, and now they've had injuries at running backs to try to move some running backs back DBs back to running back. It's a matter of plugging holes and at this point for Ole Miss. And, you know, the big question is whether Scotty Phillips, their running back, who probably leads, I think he leads the SEC in rushing touchdowns, will play tonight. He sprained his ankle pretty good last week against A&M and kind of been a doubtful all week in the game time decision. If he doesn't play, that puts a lot of pressure on Ole Miss's passing game with Jordan Camu. And, he'll go down as one of the best Ole Miss quarterbacks statistically ever in the history of the school. He's only been there 2 years, but he's a fabulous, you know, RPO quarterback, and basically won a couple of games this year for Ole Miss by himself by just refusing to let his team lose. He's the guy basically in Ole Miss that he's the head of the snake. You cut him off, they have problems.
And you're speaking about Jordan Tiamu. I mean, we're talking about 8 games out of the 10 so far this year. He's thrown for 300 or more yards, 2 of those for 400-plus yard contests. And I look at the Vanderbilt team coming to this game, and usually they're doing good on at least one side of the ball, right? But they entered the game from a from a stat standpoint. When you look at total offense, ranked 79th in the of all the FBS teams. Total defense, they rank 88th, which is below mediocre for both of those sides of the ball.
Yeah, but you don't always look at Vanderbilt this way. Always know, I mean, every 2 or 3 games, their offense is going to play really, really well. And I don't know what it is about them. They go through these lulls, and then they all of a sudden, one game, they just get together and put a bunch of points up and play really well. And honestly, if they can't do it against Ole Miss, then they can't do it against anybody. I mean, Ole Miss's defense is I'm telling you, it's been killed by everybody in this league. You can score on Ole Miss. You can score on the ground on Ole Miss. You can score in the air on Ole Miss. You can score on Ole Miss. The way Ole Miss has to win is to outscore you in a high-scoring matchup. That's how they have to win, because they're going to give up a lot of points. So they got to score a lot of points. That's basically the secret of beating Ole Miss is beat him in a high-scoring game. And Vandy's offense has to be on point tonight to do that. And honestly, I think it will.
You know, we look at Ole Miss and the fact that they enter this ball game 5th in the country as far as total offense. But it doesn't lead to the scoring offense. You know, they're able to move the ball well, but when you get an offense like that, you would expect more scoring on Ole Miss's side. Not bad. They're still averaging over 37.5 points per contest, but when you look at the yards, it only relates to an output that's only good for 19th in the country.
Yeah, I mean, the games I've watched them play, they've really struggled in the red zone offense. They're more of a quick strike team, a long distance strike, and they'll get some big plays on you. In the red zone, sometimes it's a problem for them. And, yeah, the amount of yards they get, they probably should have more points. But teams in the way teams have beaten them, one is to, get in a high-score match, outscore them. But, own the fourth quarter. There's a lot of times if you pound on Ole Miss enough in the fourth quarter, they just don't have the depth to handle it. And a couple of games ago against South Carolina, I mean, it was a back-and-forth game. And South Carolina basically shut down Ole Miss's offense in the fourth quarter because they basically had pounded Tamu so much on the pass rush that, you know, he really couldn't even really run like he wanted to in the fourth quarter. And it was amazing he was still out there. So, again, Vandy's got to take this thing to four quarters. They've got to win the fourth quarter. In our paper today, I picked Vandy to win in a high-scoring game. I think it was like 35 or 31. One of those games where it's kind of back and forth. But, like I said, I know Ole Miss is going to play hard. I just think Vandy, it's back against the wall, and it knows if it wins this week, it's got a shot that last week in the bowl. I think this team really wants that.
Having a chance once again to visit with Ron Higgins with the Clarion Ledger. How special is A.J. Brown? I mean, first of all, he's fifth nationally from a wide receiver standpoint in receiving yards this year. He's the only receiver in Ole Miss history to put together a pair of 1,000-yard receiving seasons. He's already the leading receiver in career receiving for Ole Miss. How special is A.J. Brown?
Oh, he's a first-round draft choice. I mean, he really is. He's a very special receiver. You get the ball near him, he can make the catch. He has that Odell Beckham-like quality of making catches that you don't think anybody else can make. He's their go-to guy. They lost one of their other main receivers, DK Metcalf, early in the year, who was their other great receiver. They flucked some other people in who are good, but that's put more pressure on A.J. Brown these last several games. And he's been great. He's been great all year. No matter who he's gone against, he's been really good. He'll go down as one of the best receivers of Ole Miss history. And he's got a nice big frame on him. Pro scouts like him. They like the way he battles for balls. And they like everything about him. And he's special. I mean, besides Jordan Tamu, he's their best offensive player, and they do a nice job of hooking up, somehow Brown always finds a way to get open too. He's just a really good route runner.
Scotty Phillips, you know, he only needs 73 more yards to get to 1,000 yards on the ground, and which certainly helps balance that offense for Ole Miss. But he's been banged up. He already has 12 touchdowns rushing this season. What's his status at this point for tonight as far as how effective he's going to be from an injury standpoint?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's going to be a game-time decision whether he plays or not. And if he does play, it is effective tonight. I'll be stunned. I mean, like I said, he turned his ankle pretty good last week. Went out that game early. He was out in the first quarter of that game. Never came back. And, if he plays tonight and plays well, it'll be a tribute to his high pain threshold and really good drugs. I can say that because they weren't going to put him back in last week, and they needed him, but he was hurt. And this is a tough kid. He's carried the load most of the year for that team, running game they had. He's tough, but I don't know if they feel like he'll be able to go tonight if he goes for very long.
Ron, before we let you go, Mississippi State, in the preseason, they were a preseason top 25. If you look at the college football playoff rankings, they're 21st in this week's poll, but they're 6-4. Are the fans okay with that? Because if you break down and see where the losses have come to, the teams that they've lost to currently rank 17th in Kentucky. They lost to the Florida Gators, currently ranked 13th. They lost to LSU, currently ranked 7th. And they lost to number one ranked Alabama last week, getting shut out. So preseason wise, they're a top 25 team. That's where they are now. But record wise, my guess is the Bulldog fans want more.
Yeah, I mean, they're not happy with where they're at right now. I mean, they probably feel that they should, you know, have at least a 9-win season when it's all over. I mean, at the end of the regular season, but that's not going to happen for them. They still could, you know, get 9 wins if they go to win the next 2 games and go to a bowl and win. But, yeah, I think the problem, early in the problem was offensively, and there just wasn't a mesh between, I guess, what Nick Fitzgerald was, you know, really, really good at and the play calling by new coach Joe Moorhead. I thought that Moorhead made a mistake a lot of first-year coaches make, and that they try to force their offense down the throats of the people who have already been there for a couple of years instead of trying to fit the people's talents to
right.
what they can do. And I thought that that's kind of hurt them for the most part all year. The last few games, they've kind of done a better job of figuring out what they can do and stick with that. And it's really helped them. But I never understand why coaches keep making that same mistake. The really good coaches kind of figure it out. I mean, you go back to when Urban Meyer first got to Florida and had Chris Leak at quarterback. He couldn't run what Urban wanted. So they changed the offense for him. And, you know, second year there, Leak's senior year, they won the national championship. It was Tebow coming off the bench in the Wildcat stuff. And then when Tebow took over, they were able to run his offense. But these coaches sometimes, if they're kind of stubborn about wanting to run or, you know, force the stuff they want to run to the talent they have on hand instead of adjusting. They finally adjusted, but just kind of, a little bit too late. I mean, there was a stretch of games where they scored like one touchdown in like 3 or 4 SEC games. It was awful.
You know, you can ask some Vanderbilt fans, especially about the way they do things on offense, and they would probably totally 100% agree with you. But that's another story for another day. Hey, Ron, as always, we appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And remind the listeners how they can keep up with all your coverage of the SEC.
Well, you can find me on Twitter, at Ron Higg, and you can go to our website, clearingledger.com, and you can find me on the sports page there.
You're a great man, Ron, and we always appreciate you, buddy.
All right, Bob Park, have a good Thanksgiving. We'll see you.
Thank you now. That's Ron Higgins joining us. We appreciate him taking time with us on our Countdown to Kickoff Tailgate Show, broadcasting out of the David Price IMAX Center Studios. Coming up, a chance to talk a little West Virginia and Big 12, Mitch Vingel. He is a veteran columnist, beat writer for West Virginia. He's coming up on the other side. You know, speaking of football season, it's also that party season with November, December, a lot of holiday parties, right? Well, here's the thing. Let Penn Station East Coast subs, relieve you of some of that burden so you can just have a great time with your friends and family. They have locations to serve you in Bellevue, Hermitage, Mount Juliet, and the 2 locations in Murfreesboro. Don't forget, for the entire month of November, you can try the Founders Specialist, the cheesesteak sub with a splash of teriyaki and extra cheese, along with amazing fresh-cut fries and drink, all at a special price. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
In sports, every team needs a go-to producer who will deliver time and time again when the game is on the line. It's no different when you're looking for a real estate professional when buying or selling a home. In the Middle Tennessee area, that go-to real estate all-star is Richard Courtney, who's been active in the real estate business for more than 30 years and is an active community and business leader. What does this mean to you as a home buyer or seller? Knowledge, trust, results. There are scam artists, pitfalls waiting around every corner. Remember, Richard Courtney knows how to make the process of buying and selling a home as enjoyable and painless as possible. Contact Richard Courtney today to hear about his proven marketing plan, featuring professional websites and virtual tours. Find him on the web at richardcourtney.com or call 615-300-8189. That's 615-300-8189.
Richard Courtney is part of Christensen Patterson Courtney & Associates. 615-202-7777.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Wanting to give that special someone a memory and not just a gift? There is one place that offers the finest quality jewelry and service to match. In Brentwood, it's Lindell Jewelers. It's a quarter of a century, Lindell Jewelers has been creating new generations of satisfied customers by helping them create lasting impressions with an array of presents for all occasions. From stunning necklaces to beautiful rings and earrings, Lindell Jewelers provides you the opportunity to give a specially designed piece of jewelry that shows thought and effort. Carolyn Linder and her staff understand jewelry is a very intimate and personal purchase. They know this year's memory you give may be something that is passed on to your child or grandchild someday. Give a memory, not just a gift. Lindell Jewelers, located at 7028 Church Street in Brentwood, in the Brentwood Station building, across from Firestone. And remember, they offer free gift wrapping with every purchase. For more information, visit them on the web at lindelljewelers.com. Lindell Jewelers, creating memories since 1991.
Hi, I'm Chip Hoback. You've heard several doctors on the radio claim that they can help alleviate your back or knee pain. But don't trust the opinion of just one doctor. Call my friends at the David Price Center, where they'll combine the expertise of several doctors to create a custom plan for your condition. Whether you have back, neck, knee, or hip pain, contact the David Price Center today. Visit their clinic in Cool Springs or Murfreesboro to knock your pain out of the park. Call 615-678-0014 or visit davidpricecenter.com.
Zucker is coming to Middle Tennessee soon. It's a free app that saves you money. You can play fun games to win contests and earn Zucker points that you can redeem for rewards to the places you like to eat and shop. Discover fantastic deals and specials near you. Zucker is a free app available on your iPhone and Android. That's Zucker. X-O-O-K-E-R. Use Zucker to see what deals are happening at your favorite restaurants and shops or find great new ones. Download Zucker and start saving today.
This is Jim Renitz, CEO of InsBank. For over 17 years, InsBank has been proudly helping Middle Tennessee businesses, people we consider friends. InsBank is a true local bank built by and for Nashville business leaders, a place where clients' best interests come first, a place where you have access to local decision makers, and a place where you receive the personalized service you deserve. It's because we are a different kind of bank that knows what makes sense for you and your business. Come visit us at our Green Hills or Brentwood office or online at InsBankTN.com. Your bank, your partner. Get to know InsBank, where genuine matters.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now back to Johnny Ballpark Franks and the Countdown to Kickoff Show.
And welcome back to our Countdown to Kickoff Tailgate Show, presented by Zucker, broadcasting out of the David Price IMAX Center Studios. Johnny Ballpark Franks with you. By the way, if you're looking for a great way to celebrate the holidays or maybe looking for unique stocking stuffers, here's an invitation to check out the dozens of offerings from the Nashville Symphony. How about this? Martina McBride, The Joy of Christmas with the Nashville Symphony. That's coming up November 29th. To December 1st, or how about 4 days of Handel's Messiah, December 13th through the 16th, or you can also choose from dozens of events in the 2019 season as well. For more information, you can contact the Nashville Symphony box office at 615-687-6400, or you can go online, NashvilleSymphony.org. A little bit after 11, Doug Seegers will join us out of Birmingham. He is on the TV show called The Zone on ABC 3340, talking SEC. But right now, going to the hotline, Mitch Vingel, veteran columnist, beat writer, has covered West Virginia and the Big 12 for years. Mitch, as always, I want to say thank you for joining us, and an early happy Thanksgiving to you and your family as well.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you as well. It's having my daughter fly in for the holiday, so I'm excited about that and ready to go get some turkey.
As far as West Virginia, you know, it's interesting, and it's easy to just get caught up in the Big Four with Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and Michigan. But this West Virginia story is really intriguing, and I read the article about Will Grier in Sports Illustrated a couple of weeks back, and fascinated by, you know, his path. You know, he was the starting quarterback with Florida. He takes an over-the-counter, you know, a supplement that is a banned thing, but, you know, he didn't see it on the list, but he didn't realize the, you know, generic or whatever. But the bottom line is his days when Jim McElwain was head coach at Florida, that terminates, so he ends up at West Virginia, but he's having an outstanding campaign. He has West Virginia certainly right there in the hunt. And he's married and has a kid already. So, but it's just a great story, student athlete, but also juggling family life as well.
Yeah, and he's just a very mature kid, and everybody around the WVU football team just loves him. And I mean, as soon as he stepped on campus, he was the leader, and the kids are really rallying around him. And last year we saw when he went down with a broken finger, West Virginia's season was broken. I mean, it was – you just saw the immediate nosedive. This kid is just special. And so we'll see. So far, except for the Iowa State game, so good for West Virginia. And if they just keep winning, I mean, they're going to be right there for the you know, people have counted them out for the college football playoff. But if they win today, if they beat Oklahoma and then turn around and beat Oklahoma again in the championship, I don't, they're going to have to take a look at this team.
Well, and you bring up the fact that, and everybody's talking about the potential West Virginia, Oklahoma the day after Thanksgiving, and then, oh, by the way, seeing each other again for the Big 12 title game. It really depends. You know, we have a big game today with Texas hosting Iowa State. Mm-hmm. If Texas wins that game, it would not be necessarily a rematch of if West Virginia beats Oklahoma. It would be West Virginia taking on Texas.
That's right.
But so you've got... It comes down to the four teams, and two of these four are going to play each other because, unlike the other four conferences from the Power Five, Big 12, they have the whole round robin. They play everybody in the conference. The top two teams with the best conference record will play each other. But right now, Oklahoma, West Virginia, they're at the top with 6-1 conference marks. Texas and Iowa State, one game behind at 5-2. So this will be a fun weekend, and that's why I have the Big 12 circled this weekend, keeping it, you know, keeping up with it.
Yeah, that Iowa State Texas, it's like a knockout scenario for one of them.
Yeah, who would ever thought, you know, Iowa State, the Cyclones, the job that Coach Campbell is doing for them is just absolutely amazing. And, you know, even top to bottom, I mean, Kansas has been a little bit of a surprise. The fact that they're already at 3 wins this year, they've won a conference game. You know, even the worst team in the Big 12 has actually not played like an awful team, per se.
Yeah, and like you said, you pointed out Iowa State. I don't know if you saw that game when they played West Virginia, but they had the Mountaineers on the ropes the whole way. I mean, they were after Greer all day, and really, I've not seen him be shaken up, but he was in that game as far as the rush and trying to hold up against it.
But we saw a little bit of this last year with Iowa State, because Iowa State, you know, pulls those surprises, and that's what I really love about this team. You know, maybe from a consistency standpoint, they can't do it week in and week out, but just like we saw last year, you know, pulling the big shocker when they beat Oklahoma, for example.
Yeah. I mean, it's a crazy conference, and like you pointed out, it is neat that each of the teams do get to play once, and you really do kind of have a true champion. I know they people get the Big 12 a little bit of grief on that, but it is neat that you go through, you know, exactly where everybody stands.
You know, if I guess from the Big 12 standpoint, from the commissioner's standpoint, are they kind of hoping that Iowa State takes care of business today against Texas? That way they can get the rematch of West Virginia and Oklahoma if West Virginia wins today? Because to me, it's probably the best opportunity, not unless Oklahoma just wins out, for the team from Big 12 being one of the four college football playoff teams.
Yeah, I would think their dream scenario would be for Oklahoma just to win out and have a chance at that college football playoff. But it doesn't look very good for any of the Big 12 teams right now. But then it looks like the college football playoff, I mean, let's face it, they're going with that, you know, what their eyes tell them. And it's analytics has kind of been out the window this year.
Well, and here's the thing. We'll find out more on the field next week on the Friday after Thanksgiving when West Virginia takes on Oklahoma. But when you look at the season to this point through these first 10 games, the fact that West Virginia, to me, looks like the more complete team of any of the teams as far as the Big 12. I mean, Oklahoma just plays no defense whatsoever. At least West Virginia can bring in an offense and defense.
Right, and the defense will be key today. I mean, it has to hold up against this Oklahoma State team. You know, we've seen this West Virginia defense was just flat out terrible last year. And this year they're showing signs of life, but they're sort of like that dam that you're always waiting for it to break. If you watch them, they give up a lot of yards and so forth, but you know, the scoring has been kept down, and that's a dream for Dana Holgorsen, because his offense is, he's got all kind of weapons in that offense.
You know, it's interesting when we look at the Big 12, you know, one of the teams that's not in this conversation we're talking about is a TCU team that we've kind of grown accustomed to talking about. But, you know, if we go back to, you know, when their non-conference matchup with Ohio State, they were looking good there until they fell apart in the third quarter against Ohio State. But so far this year, only 4-6 overall, 2-5 in conference play. What has happened to them?
They've had a lot of injuries, I think, because West Virginia played them last weekend. You know, I saw kind of up close. I think they've had like 20 injuries. I think 7 of their safeties have been injured. So they're just kind of trying to finish out the season at this point.
You know, the strange thing is they lose back-to-back weeks. They lose to Ohio State and then lose to Texas, but then managed to beat Iowa State at the end of September. So, strange things in the Big 12, that's for sure. As far as your thoughts about West Virginia, I mean, how do you see this playing out over the next couple of weeks?
Well, you know, I've told a lot of people, I said, you know, this has to be West Virginia's year. I mean, they've got that quarterback. This one scares me a little bit, West Virginia playing at Oklahoma State.
I agree.
You know, that's going to be a shootout, and when those happen, you know, you're not always going to get the result like West Virginia did against Texas with that pinpoint touchdown pass from Greer to Jennings. You're not always going to get that. So if they can get past this, then they have Oklahoma at home. And I said, you know what, you've got Will Greer in place, you've got David Sills and Jennings, you've got the offense. If you're not going to do it this year, you're never going to do it, because everything's in place this year.
Totally, totally agree with you. Mitch, I want to thank you for taking time out with us this morning. Before we let you go, remind the listeners how they can keep up with your coverage of West Virginia, the Big 12, college football as well.
Well, I'm writing a blog these days. I've moved out, and so I'm at Wheelhouse Creative. You could follow me on Twitter, at Mitch Vingel, and I put it up there. That's probably the easiest way, but I'm at Wheelhouse Creative, write a blog every Monday, go to the blog, read about the Mountaineers, and check out Wheelhouse.
Mitch, thank you again. Once again, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and thank you,
you too, for taking
time out with us. Thank you. That's Mitch Vingel joining us. And, I mean, I've been fascinated with this West Virginia team all year long. And, you know, I would hope, you know, and especially this year, that there can be some things that fall into place where you get a team like West Virginia. You know, we go back, you know, 3 years ago, there was Michigan State out of nowhere. We had a Washington team a couple years back out of nowhere. I would love to see West Virginia, that team, to see what Will Greer, that offense, what they could do. I mean, if they make it, most likely they're going to be probably a 4 seed, which means at this point probably line up against an Alabama. But I would like somebody other than the usual suspects. Like, if you look at the college football playoff rankings this week, you got Bama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Michigan, and then just outside the top four, you've got Georgia 5th, Oklahoma 6th. You still have LSU 7th. Washington State is 8, West Virginia is 9. But here's the thing. If West Virginia wins out, they're going to leapfrog Washington State, LSU, Oklahoma. They're going to be in that conversation. And I still believe that we could have an upset today. Last week, all of your top 10 teams won. And if you go back from an AP ranking standpoint, that was the first time that has happened since 2009. We could get it again today, because if you look from top to bottom, 1 to 10, you're seeing a lot of by the W wins today, like Bama and Citadel. You have Georgia, UMass, for example, LSU, Rice. But there's some possibilities there. You know, Duke has been playing some nice football, and you just don't know which. If Duke is playing their best, they're going to give you problems. That's who Clemson hosts today. But the big one, 1:30 start time coming up this afternoon from Yankee Stadium. 12th-ranked Syracuse and 3rd-ranked Notre Dame. I would say major, circle it with black ink, major upset alert there for Notre Dame. But to me, that's probably going to be the biggest challenge of anybody in the top 10, because I really, not unless we talk about what Mitch just brought up, West Virginia having to go in to take on Oklahoma State, and that's an afternoon game. If that had been a night game, I would really be majorly concerned. I think West Virginia will be able to get by this obstacle and then moving forward to take on Oklahoma the day after Thanksgiving next week. Our countdown to kickoff tailgate show will continue, once again presented by Zucker. We still have another hour to go, and coming up just after 11, don't forget Doug Segrist, formerly with the Nashville Banner, now in Birmingham with the TV show The Zone on ABC 3340. He'll be joining us on the other side of 11 talking SEC action. You're listening to Nashville Sports Radio.
Zucker is coming to Middle Tennessee soon. It's a free app that saves you money. You can play fun games to win contests and earn Zucker points that you can redeem for rewards to the places you like to eat and shop. Discover fantastic deals and specials near you. Zucker is a free app available on your iPhone and Android. That's Zucker. X-O-O-K-E-R. Use Zucker to see what deals are happening at your favorite restaurants and shops, or find great new ones. Download Zucker and start saving today. When was the last time you did something fun with family and friends, even coworkers? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers entertainment for all ages? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment, with 5 centers in Middle Tennessee, is just the place. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of group activities and reunions. Visit them online at strikeandsparebowling.com. Also on Facebook and Twitter, or see them in Hendersonville, Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. There's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast subs in Hermitage, Mount Juliet, and the 2 locations in Murfreesboro. And for November, try the Founder Special, the cheesesteak sub with a splash of teriyaki and extra cheese, along with amazing fresh cut fries and drink at a special price. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
Wanting to give that special someone a memory and not just a gift? There is one place that offers the finest quality jewelry and service to match. In Brentwood, it's Lindell Jewelers. It's a quarter of a century, Lindell Jewelers has been creating new generations of satisfied customers by helping them create lasting impressions with an array of presents for all occasions. From stunning necklaces to beautiful rings and earrings, Lindell Jewelers provides you the opportunity to give a specially designed piece of jewelry that shows thought and effort. Carolyn Linder and her staff understand jewelry is a very intimate and personal purchase. They know this year's memory you give may be something that is passed on to your child or grandchild someday. Give a memory, not just a gift. Lindell Jewelers, located at 7028 Church Street in Brentwood, in the Brentwood Station building, across from Firestone. And remember, they offer free gift wrapping with every purchase. For more information, visit them on the web at lindelljewelers.com. Lindell Jewelers, creating memories since 1991.
In sports, every team needs a go-to producer who will deliver time and time again when the game is on the line. It's no different when you're looking for a real estate professional when buying or selling a home. In the Middle Tennessee area, that go-to real estate all-star is Richard Courtney, who's been active in the real estate business for more than 30 years and is an active community and business leader. What does this mean to you as a home buyer or seller? Knowledge, trust, results. There are scam artists, pitfalls waiting around every corner. Remember, Richard Courtney knows how to make the process of buying and selling a home as enjoyable and painless as possible. Contact Richard Courtney today to hear about his proven marketing plan, featuring professional websites and virtual tours. Find him on the web at richardcourtney.com or call 615-300-8189. That's 615-300-8189.
Richard Courtney is part of Christensen, Patterson, Courtney & Associates. 615-202-7777.
It's the Countdown to Kickoff Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
And welcome back. Johnny Ballpark Franks with you with our Countdown to Kickoff Tailgate Show presented by Zucker, the free mobile app. Once again, if you haven't had a chance to do so, go ahead and download it to your iPhone or Android phone, and then instantly you'll be able to play fun games, you'll be able to enter contests, you'll earn reward points, and you'll be able to utilize these reward points at places that you like to eat and shop here in the Nashville, Middle Tennessee area. So go ahead and download today and start saving today. That's Zucker with an X, X-O-O-K-E-R. Time for our Armed Forces update presented by Lindell Jewelers. Navy today, 2-8 on the season, 1-5 in conference play in the American Athletic Conference. They host Tulsa. Tulsa also 2-8 and 1-5 in conference play. That's a 2:30 start time. Last week, Navy lost to then 12th ranked Central Florida, 35-24. Next week, Navy will be at Tulane on Saturday. Time to be announced. Coming up just after 11, Army, the Black Knights, 8-2 on the year. What a special year they're having. They host Colgate today. The Raiders of Colgate come in with an unbeaten record of 9-0. Last week, it was Army over Lafayette, 31-13. Army will be off after today's game, and they will not play again until December 8th when they take on Navy at 2 p.m. The only losses, by the way, for Army this year, opening week, they lose 34-14 at Duke. The other one, overtime loss by a touchdown, 28-21 at Oklahoma. And then finally, Air Force today, 4-6 on the year, 2-4 in the Mountain West at Wyoming. Wyoming, same record, 4-6, 2-4 in conference play. This is a 3 o'clock start time today. Last week, it was Air Force beating New Mexico, 42-24. Next week, Air Force hosts Colorado State on Thanksgiving afternoon at 2:30. This Armed Forces update brought to you by Lindell Jewelers. This year, give someone a memory and not just a gift. At Lindell Jewelers, you're going to find the finest quality jewelry plus the service to match. Check out Carolyn Linder and her staff, where they understand that jewelry is a very intimate and personal purchase. They also know that this year's memory you give may be something that is passed on to your child or grandchild someday. So give a memory, not just a gift. Lindell Jewelers, located at 7028 Church Street in Brentwood. It's in the Brentwood Station building across from Firestone. And plus, remember, they offer free gift wrapping with every purchase. For more information, you can visit them on the web at lindelljewelers.com. Lindell Jewelers, creating memories since 1991. Hour number one, the books. Hour number two, coming up with our Countdown to Kickoff Tailgate Show right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports Radio!
WNTC, Frankfurt.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump is en route to California to survey the wildfire devastation.
The president's visit comes only days after he was criticized by firefighters for tweeting that the wildfires here were the result of California's poor forest management, and he threatened to withhold federal money. But most of the forest land in California is on federal property, and many of the fires that have been burning here in recent years haven't been in forests. Terry Lee lost her home in Paradise and says it's important for the president to be here to better understand what's happening.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, if you want to understand what we're going through out here, you gotta be here. It's not something you can just see on TV.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
Stacey Abrams, a leader in the Democratic Party in Georgia, locked in a tumultuous election stained by lawsuits and allegations of voter suppression, saying she's acknowledging Republican Brian Kemp as a victor in the race to be Georgia's next governor, effectively ending that contest. This is ABC News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Dell's Black Friday sale for small businesses on. Save up to 50% with massive deals on office essentials like computers with 8th-gen Intel Core processors and the latest servers. Even other top brand electronics are on sale. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Quantities are limited. Dell's small business technology advisors can help you find the right tech for your business needs at Black Friday prices. Just call 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/sbblackfriday. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Napa Know-How.
This month, a two-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps is up to $10 off. Because with fall comes longer nights and poor overall visibility. Luckily, our headlamps have superior illumination, which helps reduce the chance of an accident. See better, drive safer with up to $10 off a two-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 10/31/18.
24-7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Welcome back to the Countdown to Kickoff Tailgate Show, broadcasting live from the David Price IMAX Center Studios, presented by Zucker, where you can download the free mobile app to play fun mobile games and earn rewards. We'll take a look at today's college football landscape with insights into the big games this weekend from the top 25 to the SEC, interviews, scoreboard updates, and more. Also brought to you in part by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, Penn Station, East Coast Subs, Innsbank, the David Price IMAX Centers, Casa of Nashville, Strike and Spare Family Entertainment, Lindell Jewelers, and real estate agent Richard Courtney of Christensen Patterson Courtney and Associates. And now, here's your host, Johnny Ballpark Franks.
And welcome back. Hour number two of our Countdown to Kickoff Tailgate Show, presented by Zucker, the free mobile app. That's Zucker with an X, X-O-O-K-E-R, broadcasting out of the David Price IMAX Center Studios with two area locations to serve you, Brentwood and Murfreesboro. For more information, you can check them out online, davidpricecenter.com. By the way, if you're going out this weekend, live music, sporting events, whatever the case may be, just remember, if you're planning on drinking, then have a plan. Call a friend, call a cab, have a designated driver. But if you've been drinking, don't get behind the wheel. Booze it and lose it. This message brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office. A little bit later this hour, Will West will be joining us around 11:35 from Knoxville. He covers the Vols. He's a co-host on Knoxville Sports Radio, WNML. But like we enjoy doing each and every Saturday at this time, formerly with the Nashville Banner, he's now in Birmingham. The TV show is called The Zone on ABC 3340. Plus, he's a contributor to the Montgomery Advertiser. Doug Segrist joining us. Doug, hope you've had a great week. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Ballpark. Got a big upset brewing in Tuscaloosa.
The fact that it's still no score, two and a half
two
minutes
first
in.
Downs, man.
Yeah, hold your horses on that one, okay? Here's Alabama, okay. By the way. 51-point favorite today. And this is, we're seeing a bunch of these today as far as in the SEC. This is the by the W weekend in the SEC.
Yeah, and of course, the SEC gets grief across the country. Never mind that the rest of the country, with maybe the exception of the Big Ten, does the same thing. They just do it earlier in the season. This
right.
is strategic, and until they change how you schedule, the SEC is going to keep on keeping on.
Well, here's a good example. You know, we conference play, for the most part, for a lot of these teams, gets wrapped up. And then you look ahead to next week, the rivalry weekend. I mean, you've got Alabama-Auburn. You've got Florida taking on Florida State. Now, that this year doesn't mean much. But in years past, you know, Florida State is usually one of the top teams in the country. You have Georgia having to deal with Georgia Tech and that triple option offense. Louisville usually is a lot better than they are this year. Bobby Petrino already been fired, so he's gone, and they'll be replacing him. But so that's how Louisville will. I mean, how Kentucky wraps up their year next week. You've got South Carolina. Oh, they have to go to Clemson. So, and the other two games are involving, or the other three games, I should say, are all conference games on. Friday, it's Arkansas, Missouri. On Saturday, LSU will be at Texas A&M, and then you got the Tennessee Vanderbilt game, and then plus, don't forget the Egg Bowl on Thursday night with Ole Miss hosting Mississippi State.
No one forgets the Egg Bowl. But let's be honest, if the SEC had mandated a few years ago that you couldn't take the off date before the conference championship game, everybody would be playing, but at least the contenders would be playing their rival games today, and they would be taking off next week. That was a smart move by the SEC. And the next move, it needs to be kind of nationwide. Let's take these FCS teams off schedule. It's great money for them, but it's just really not a fair matchup. At least go with the group of five.
Well, I've said all along that if you don't want to, I don't care how many conference games you play, whether it's eight or nine, the ACC and the SEC, those the two of the five, they play eight conference games. The other three play nine. I'm more concerned with how many Power Five conference teams you're playing, and I'll include in that list Notre Dame and an Army because you know usually they're pretty good year in and year out. I want to see at least 10 of those 12 against that kind of competition, and that's the problem. I mean, Arkansas this year, next year, they're the only Power Five conference teams that they're playing are the SEC conference games with eight. They're not playing anybody non-conference-wise from a Power 5 conference, and that's where I have a problem. I want that number to be 10 of the 12, and I agree with you, the remaining games should be against that next group of five.
I think what we're going to see in the next probably 5 years down the road, we're going to start seeing what we see in basketball, and that's conference challenges. Week one, maybe SEC versus Big 12. Week two, SEC versus Pac-12. And the other leagues will be doing the same thing. And I think that will help with a lot of the schedule strength, and it will provide better data crunching at the end of the season because it's more representative. You've got a bigger pool of data to draw from.
We already have a couple of scores. You know, there's four games being played right now involving teams from the SEC. Florida already up on Idaho, 10 seconds into this ball game, 7-0. Kentucky, I was talking about this Kentucky-MTSU matchup where Kentucky coming off back-to-back losses, you don't know necessarily mentally what their mindset is going to be. Well, Kentucky already up on Middle Tennessee in this one, 7-0.
And Kentucky really needs to take the wind out of any upset bid. They've had a great season, and they really need to kind of finish strong because they're still in historic range in terms of wins in the season. I mean, it's been a long time since they've even had eight or nine wins, and right now that's still out in front of them. And I think that's why they came out fast today. It's senior day. There's a lot of emotion. Now they got to just play Kentucky football.
Well, and in all fairness, too, it was the defense that started off strong as they returned an interception off of Brent Stockstill, Rick Stockstill's son, quarterback, returned it for a touchdown to get things going. But now we'll see if Middle Tennessee can respond and get things going on offense. We would expect that being the case, but we'll see how this all plays out.
I think it'll play out in Kentucky's favor. I like Middle Tennessee, and I would, you know, I still think they've got a shot. If I'm correct, it's Conference USA title game. But I think Kentucky just has too much to prove today. And give Kentucky credit because while you know half the league is playing FCS teams, Kentucky's playing a legit group of five opponent.
Well, Middle Tennessee right now in the loss column tied with the FIU. The problem is Middle Tennessee lost to FIU by the field goal. And so that's where the problem is on that the East Division side of Conference USA.
Yeah, and I think FIU has FAU left, right?
If I'm not mistaken, yes, you're right.
Yeah, and the chances of them losing that game are not very good. But anyway, it's on UAB next week. So
UAB,
it's going to be a heck of a game.
I was talking about UAB in their game tonight against Texas A&M. That's a start time of 6 o'clock from College Station. And I was talking about the fact that, talking about the politics behind the scenes, because UAB had agreed on Jimbo Fisher taking over and becoming head coach of UAB. But the Board of Trustees got involved and said, no, you're paying in too much. That's not going to be fiscally responsible. So, no. Oh, we're going to veto that idea. Oh, and by the way, we hope that you take the job and become offensive coordinator under Nick Saban at Alabama. Well, Jimbo Fisher ends up at Florida State as an assistant coach, offensive coordinator, and becomes the coach in waiting when Bobby Bowden retires. And so UAB moved on. And so now fast forward to here we are, first year of a 10-year contract for $75 million. That's what Jimbo Fisher is being paid. And, oh, by the way, they host UAB tonight. You know, I'm not saying UAB is going to win this game, and they're 16.5-point underdogs to Texas A&M, but it certainly would be fun.
It'd be chaos, and UAB has the defense to pull this off. The question is on offense. They've got a great running attack, but that goes up against Texas A&M's strength. Their starting quarterback today is a redshirt freshman who basically missed 2 years because of injury, who has only started 2 games. He was phenomenal in his first start, pretty good in his last start against Southern Miss, but he hasn't played yet in this type of atmosphere. But listen, this UAB team is legit, and, you know, I think the fact that they're ranked in the coaches' poll gets Texas A&M's attention. And also, of course, Jimbo, because of the close call, you know, he knows his program well. He was at Samford when UAB was getting started.
And you're right about what Texas A&M likes to do on defense, number 2 in the country, only allowing 80 yards on the ground. And UAB, when you talk about whatever success they have on offense, primarily it's rushing the ball, 238 yards a game. That's what they're averaging on the ground, which is good for 16th in the country. But when you look at who Texas A&M has already played, they've already gone up against some of the better rushing attacks in not only the SEC, but in the country, too. That's where the problem comes for UAB. I just don't know if they'll have enough offense to be able to keep it close.
Yeah, I agree. But keep your eye on Spencer Brown, the UAB running back. They put him in the same class as the last great UAB running back, the pre-death penalty running back. A guy named Jordan Howard, who has turned out to be a pretty big deal in the NFL. This guy will be playing on Sundays as well.
I think Florida is playing with the Michigan. I know it's Idaho, and I know they're heavy favorites today against Idaho. But how about the fact that Florida is already up 14-0, 12:46 remaining in the first quarter down in Gainesville?
This game, Florida really needs to kind of flex its muscle. Idaho, this is actually one of the better Idaho teams in recent memory, but they're still not very good. You know, Florida needs all the momentum it can muster going into that Florida State game next week because it's such a big rivalry game. And Florida has a chance in the New Year's Day Bowl. I mean, they've got a chance at 9 wins.
Yeah, Idaho, a 39.5-point underdog today in Gainesville. Mississippi State on the scoreboard early, a field goal. Jace Chrisman, 19 yards out. They were in range for a touchdown, but they had to settle for the field goal. But they're up 3-0 over Arkansas, 8:27 remaining in the first quarter from Starkville. How about the fact that we're halfway through the first quarter? 7 minutes and 6 seconds to go in the first quarter in Tuscaloosa, and it's still no score.
I think Alabama's only run 2 plays. You know, the Citadel, we go back to that Georgia Southern game a few years ago, 321 yards rushing. Nick Saban had a nice little colloquialism that we can't use on the air. And you're kind of seeing, and it was the Citadel's first drive, kind of seeing the same thing. Not a lot of big plays, but they were able to sustain, knock out a couple first downs. You know, Alabama hasn't seen an offense like this.
Alabama, by the way, speaking of which, we look back at their impressive win against Mississippi State last week, back-to-back shutouts in conference play. That's the first time since 1980 that Alabama has shut out SEC opponents in back-to-back games. In fact, I was there for that game. I was a teenager back then, but in 1980 when Bear Bryant on the sidelines, when Bama shut out Kentucky for the second of those 2 shutouts. But, I mean, here's Alabama clicking right along. The scenarios are out there, and wondering if everybody wins out and Alabama loses to Georgia as far as in the SEC title game, would they get in still? And under those circumstances, I don't think so, unfortunately, if you're a fan of Alabama. They would have to have help. And so here's the thing. Just win out and don't worry about it.
Right. If Notre Dame, Michigan win out, Alabama might be on the outside looking in. You look at the complete schedule, but unless they finish strong, and today, you know, I don't know how you really measure today, but beat Auburn impressively. And it would have to be a narrow loss to Georgia. But it would be one of the most frustrating seasons in Alabama history if they don't make it. And it's very plausible.
I still think they'll be fine. Now, here's the thing. I don't think we have to worry about that. I really think there's a good opportunity for 12th-ranked Syracuse to knock off 3rd-ranked Notre Dame today, this game being played at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, that's the one I've been pointing to most of the season. But as we get closer to it, it's at 2:30, I'm starting to believe in Notre Dame. I do not think they're on a level of Alabama and Clemson, but I think they're good enough. And we'll see how that turns out today. This, you know, the thing about Syracuse, what Babers has done, they are playing really good defense. And that's kind of an anomaly in the ACC. This is a pretty good team, but I think because everybody has had this circled for so long, I think Notre Dame will be up to the challenge.
Yeah, it's a 2:30 start time Eastern, 1:30 Central for that Syracuse and Notre Dame game. One of the three games being played today where both teams are ranked in the top 25. You've got a nice matchup in the Big 12 where you have Texas and Iowa State going at it. And so that's something to keep focused on too. But, yeah, really intrigued to see. I'm pretty sure when this game got scheduled, they probably thought that Notre Dame would be in this conversation. I doubt very seriously they felt like Syracuse would be in this situation, 8-2 coming into this ballgame. By the way, the only other matchup involving both teams ranked in the top 25, we get it tonight as Central Florida doing a lot of talking as they continue their winning ways. And tonight they host 24th-ranked Cincinnati, you know, College Game Day on location. Central Florida looking to get to 23 straight wins. You know, at some point when your focus is on these other things that they can't control, I know they're having to do the politicking and all that. At some point, you begin to wonder if it's going to finally come up and bite you, and it could happen tonight with Cincinnati, a team that's 9-1 so far this year.
And a very good defense. You know, Central Florida's problems have been on that side. They give up a lot of points, a lot of yards, but now they're playing a team that perhaps can slow them down and can match them with the ball. And that's kind of a scary thought. Again, that's kind of the game that everybody circled. I like the chances of that upset better.
This afternoon, 2:30 start time, Central Time over in Knoxville, Tennessee playing host to Missouri. I don't know if you know the answer to this. There's 13 seniors being honored today, right, for Tennessee. Do you know how many are from the state of Tennessee?
I'm going to say 3.
Yeah, 3 is the answer. Yeah. I was a little astonished by the fact that there's only 3, and maybe that has something to do with the lack of success over recent years, because certainly if you have somebody who understands, appreciates the tradition of the Tennessee Vols, then certainly you can't help but play better. It's just like if you know the history of Alabama and you become a Alabama player and you're from the state, you grow up with that, you understand, and it means more, and you get those extra intangibles. I was really shocked that there's only 3 of these 13 seniors from the state of Tennessee.
I'm shocked just because Tennessee football, high school football, has been on the uptick the last really 15 years. But still they're not producing. Just look at the numbers on signing day from the state of Mississippi, for example. Mississippi may sign twice as many Division I kids or produce as many. Tennessee is playing catch-up in that regard. And a lot of the old recruiting bases, now you have a strong Georgia team. You have Clemson kind of going into North Carolina, taking the South Carolina talent. So there is more competition for some of the more fertile ground that Tennessee under Phil Fulmer used to mine. And obviously the California connection is no longer there. So it's just tougher sledding, and it means it's going to take a little longer for Jeremy Pruitt to restore this program to where Tennessee fans expect. But I do think they're headed in the right direction. I think you can see by the way they play defense, by how fundamentally sound they are compared to even the start of the season. So the improvements there, now they're going to have to do it on the recruiting trail. And if you go by the rankings, they're doing a pretty good job, but it's not going to be homegrown.
You know, if you looked at Alabama's first 11 opponents and you go, okay, which team was able to keep Alabama off the scoreboard the longest? Did anybody have the Citadel? I think if you were like drawing lots and you all of a sudden you get, oh, geez, I got the Citadel. You feel like you're not going to win, right? 11 minutes, 31 seconds. That's how long it took before Alabama was able to finally to get into the end zone. Tua Tagovailoa pass to Jalen Waddle, and the kick was good. So Bama leads the Citadel 7-0 with 3:29 remaining in the first stanza.
I'll say this in fairness. It was still the first drive. So I guess that's 10 of 11 games that started with Alabama scoring on this opening drive. The big question here was not so much the health to it, Tagovailoa, because he's been playing, but the talking heads, and I have alluded to this as well on the show, have questioned whether he should even be playing. I think Nick Saban was pretty clear about that. His view is that you don't take anybody lightly, and you don't create a star system by sitting one person because he's more valuable than anything else. Obviously, they want to keep him healthy. I would be surprised if with, let's say, 5 minutes left in the second quarter, he's still playing.
Well, here's the thing, too. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that they feel pretty good and confident that Alabama's offensive line is going to be able to provide protection and not allow Tua to get hit. So I think that came into play as well. So far, by the way, Tua Tagovailoa in that drive, 3 of 4, 60 yards, and the one touchdown. So, but still, it's 7-0, and it took that long. How about Maryland? You know, what's wrong with Ohio State and Urban Meyer? Yeah, I know they're 10th ranked, and, you know, we look at their record with only one loss. They're struggling again today on the road against Maryland. Maryland, a 5-5 team, 3-4 in Big Ten action. They're up 14-3 and 9:05 remaining in the first quarter there for Maryland against Ohio State.
This is the chaos bowl. I mean, both programs were emotionally gutted in the offseason. I think when you look at the way Maryland has handled it, it hasn't shown record-wise, but they have been competitive. They obviously beat Texas to open the season. I think they've handled it internally better than Ohio State did. Ohio State, to me, even though they could still end up in the playoff by beating Michigan, assuming they come back today, has been one of the biggest disappointments. They've got all this talent, probably one of the three most talented teams in the country, and they just aren't firing on all cylinders. The offense that was unstoppable the first half of the season is now very pedestrian. I think the quarterback's been exposed, and I think it's a direct correlation to just the uneasiness of how everything was handled with the offseason allegations, and particularly how Urban Meyer handled everything himself. It lacked of true leadership.
Tennessee, by the way, 5-5 on the season. A huge win last week. It's their second win this year against a ranked opponent when they knocked off Kentucky 24-7. Today, it's the SEC game on CBS. They're hosting Missouri. Missouri already bowl eligible with their 6-4 record. But here's Tennessee just needing one more win to get to bowl eligibility. But we've talked about it before. It's certainly a team that's living up to and passing and surpassing the expectations. Could be even more so if we're talking about wins number 6 this week and being able to get win number 7 next week when they come to town here in Nashville to take on Vanderbilt.
Yeah, I thought pie in the sky was just a bowl berth. And so Tennessee is headed in that direction. I think this is a tough matchup, though, just because of Missouri's firepower. I actually would like it better if it were in Columbia, because of Tennessee's success on the road against top 25 teams. Missouri, this is kind of last stand for Drew Locke, and I expect them to come out fired.
Yeah, here's the thing about Drew Locke, and, you think about the great quarterbacks in SEC history, the fact that right now he's third on the all-time passing yards list. He's going to surpass David Green either today or next week to be number 2 only behind Aaron Murray. He's going to end up number 3 as far as career touchdowns as far as passing standpoint in the SEC. He's not going to catch Danny Werfel, the Heisman Trophy-winning Florida quarterback back from the 90s. And then Aaron Murray, once again, on top of this list as well, 121. But right now, Drew Locke, with 92 touchdown passes. He's passed for 11,342 yards. He's been outstanding, and I think that's going to be the difference today. I kind of like Missouri in this matchup against Tennessee. Finally, tonight you get Vanderbilt hosting Ole Miss. Vanderbilt a three-point favorite. Both of these teams can have offense. Ole Miss puts up a lot of offense, 535 yards per contest. The difference in the outcome of this game for me will be if Vanderbilt's going to be able to get Ole Miss off the field. Vanderbilt has been awful this year as far as on third down percentage for their opponents, allowing a 49% success rate for their opponents. That's not going to be good enough tonight.
No, and the best way to get is not necessarily get them off the field as much as keep them off the field, and you do that by sustaining drives. I think this is a Vanderbilt offense that we've seen them go against weaker defenses and really kind of have a field day, balance, good running attack, and get the short passing game working. And I think that's how you attack Ole Miss.
Doug, as always, we appreciate our chats with you talking SEC. You can keep up with Doug on Twitter at DSegris. The TV show, once again, is The Zone on Birmingham's ABC 3340 on Sunday nights. He's also a contributor to the Montgomery Advertiser. But, Doug, as always, thank you. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Ballpark. Have a good one.
You too. That's Doug Segrist joining us again. A little bit later this hour, we'll visit with Will West over in Knoxville with Sports Radio WNML. Coming up on the other side, a chance and opportunity to give you a scoreboard update, SEC Top 25, and more. Just a reminder, as always, if you're looking for a great gift for Christmas for that loved one, check out our friends with Lindell Jewelers. They're located right there in the heart of Brentwood. Carolyn Linder and her staff, they're ready to make this year's memory, not a gift, something that you can pass on down to a child or grandchild one day. We're talking about stunning necklaces, beautiful rings, earrings, and more. So check out Carolyn Linder and her staff. That's Lindell Jewelers, located at 7028 Church Street in Brentwood. It's in the Brentwood Station building across from Firestone. Plus, also remember that they provide free gift wrapping with every purchase. That's Lindell Jewelers. For more information, you can go online at lindelljewelers.com.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat made-to-order food that's hot and meaty like a meal. You want Penn Station East Coast subs. This is the food you daydream about. Grilled steak and onions covered in melty cheese with baked ready goodness and fresh-cut fries. See it with your mind's eye and smell it with your mind's nose. It's what dinner and lunch were meant to be. Answer your craving with something truly mind-blowingly delicious. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
Zucker is coming to Middle Tennessee soon. It's a free app that saves you money. You can play fun games to win contests and earn Zucker points that you can redeem for rewards to the places you like to eat and shop. Discover fantastic deals and specials near you. Zucker is a free app available on your iPhone and Android. That's Zucker.
X-O-O-K-E-R.
Use Zucker to see what deals are happening at your favorite restaurants and shops or find great new ones. Download Zucker and start saving today.
When was the last time you did something fun with family and friends, even coworkers? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers entertainment for all ages? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment, with five centers in Middle Tennessee, is just the place. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of group activities and reunions. Visit them online at strikeandsparebowling.com. Also on Facebook and Twitter, or see them in Hendersonville, Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. There's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey, man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it.
A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
You know David Price as an all-star pitcher for the Red Sox, but you may not know that David Price has teamed with Dr. Smithson to deliver non-surgical orthopedic care at his clinic in Murfreesboro and Cool Springs. Dr. Smithson is a board-certified sports medicine physician and former team doctor for Auburn University. If you're looking for a second opinion for your knee or hip replacement, contact the David Price Center at 615-678-0014 or visit davidpricecenter.com.
Wanting to give that special someone a memory and not just a gift? There is one place that offers the finest quality jewelry and service to match. In Brentwood, it's Lindell Jewelers. It's a quarter of a century, Lindell Jewelers has been creating new generations of satisfied customers by helping them create lasting impressions with an array of presents for all occasions. From stunning necklaces to beautiful rings and earrings, Lindell Jewelers provides you the opportunity to give a specially designed piece of jewelry that shows thought and effort. Carolyn Linder and her staff understand jewelry is a very intimate and personal purchase. They know this year's memory you give may be something that is passed on to your child or grandchild someday. Give a memory, not just a gift. Lindell Jewelers, located at 7028 Church Street in Brentwood, in the Brentwood Station Building, across from Firestone. And remember, they offer free gift wrapping with every purchase. For more information, visit them on the web at lindelljewelers.com. Lindell Jewelers, creating memories since 1991.
You're listening to Down to Kickoff Show with Johnny Ballpark Franks.
And welcome back. Johnny Ballpark Franks with you, broadcasting out of the David Price IMAX Center Studios. Our scoreboard update brought to you by real estate all-star Richard Courtney with Christensen Patterson Courtney and Associates. First, as far as the SEC is concerned, Alabama still leading the Citadel 7-0. Alabama can't get the ball. It means the Citadel's dominating the time of possession early on in this game. But the Crimson Tide, Tua Tagovailoa, 3 of 4, 60 yards, one touchdown. That to Jalen Waddle. But once again, the Crimson Tide leading the Citadel 7-0, 14-15 remaining before the half. A game that's still in the first quarter, 5:30 remaining from Gainesville. It's 13th-ranked Florida leading Idaho 21-0. A game being played up in Lexington, 1:35 remaining in the first quarter. It's 17th-ranked Kentucky all over Middle Tennessee, leading this one 17-0 after a Miles Butler 38-yard field goal. One other game in the SEC going on right now is 21st-ranked Mississippi State, still holding on to the 3-0 lead over Arkansas, 1:49 to go in the first quarter. Looking at some of the other action as far as top 25 is concerned, 5:01 remaining in the first quarter, it's Maryland still leading 10th-ranked Ohio State, 14-3. Ohio State 3rd-and-2 at Maryland's 25 right now on this drive, certainly trying to get this margin a lot closer, but trailing by 11, the Buckeyes are with 5:01 to go in the first. Other action from the Big Ten, 2:27 to go in the first quarter. It's 14th-ranked Penn State on the road, leading Rutgers 3-0. Other action in the Big Ten, 22nd-ranked Northwestern up on Minnesota, 7-0. This game is being played at Minnesota, 2:20 to go in the first. Other scores is South Florida over Temple, 7-0, 4:02 to go in the first. In addition, another first quarter score, 2:32 to go in the first. It's Army leading Colgate 7-0. One more score from the Big Ten. It's Michigan State on top of Nebraska 3-0, 4:11 to go in the first quarter. And Big 12 action, it's TCU. Actually, Baylor has just scored, and so we're waiting on the extra point. But a Charlie Brewer touchdown set up by a completion from Jalen Hurd. But Baylor leading TCU 6-3, 5:02 to go in the first, waiting the extra point. ACC action today is Wake Forest on top of Pittsburgh early, 3-0, 1:34 to go in the first. In addition, Louisville on top of North Carolina State, 3-0, 9:26 to go in the first. This scoreboard update brought to you by Richard Courtney, Real Estate All-Star. And all these teams we talk about when the games are on the line, needing that go-to producer. Same thing applies if you're in the market to buy or sell a home. Knowledge, trust, results. That's what's going to happen when you put Richard Courtney on your team. He's been doing it for over 30 years in the real estate business. For learn more about his marketing plan, You can get in touch with him. First of all, you can go online at richardcourtney.com or go ahead and give him a call, 615-381-8189. That's 381-8189. Richard Courtney, part of Christensen, Patterson, Courtney & Associates at 202-7777. Coming up on the other side, chance talk little Tennessee Vols, Will West, co-host on Knoxville Sports Radio WNML. Coming up on the other side of the break, as the Countdown to Kickoff tailgate show continues right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
In sports, every team needs a go-to producer who will deliver time and time again when the game is on the line. It's no different when you're looking for a real estate professional when buying or selling a home. In the Middle Tennessee area, that go-to real estate all-star is Richard Courtney, who's been active in the real estate business for more than 30 years and is an active community and business leader. What does this mean to you as a home buyer or seller? Knowledge, trust, results. There are scam artists, pitfalls waiting around every corner. Remember, Richard Courtney knows how to make the process of buying and selling a home as enjoyable and painless as possible. Contact Richard Courtney today to hear about his proven marketing plan, featuring professional websites and virtual tours. Find him on the web at richardcourtney.com or call 615-381-8189. That's 615-381-8189.
Richard Courtney is part of Christensen, Patterson, Courtney & Associates. 615-202-7777.
I am for the child who lives in motels, cars, and shelters. I am for him. The child who was finally put in foster care, a group home, where everything he owns is kept in a plastic garbage bag. I am for that child. So I am there for that child, to listen to him, to speak for him, to champion without compromise what's in his best interest. Because if I am, he will be half as likely to languish in foster care and that much more likely to find a safe, permanent home. That is the child I am for. I am a court-appointed special advocate volunteer. I am you.
Lift up a child's voice, a child's life. Get involved at CASANashville.org.
Volunteer or donate at CASANashville.org.
This is Jim Renitz, CEO of InsBank. For over 17 years, InsBank has been proudly helping Middle Tennessee businesses, people we consider friends. InsBank is a true local bank built by and for Nashville business leaders. A place where clients' best interests come first. A place where you have access to local decision makers. And a place where you receive the personalized service you deserve. It's because we are a different kind of bank that knows what makes sense for you and your business. Come visit us at our Green Hills or Brentwood office or online at InsBankTN.com. Your bank, your partner. Get to know InsBank, where genuine matters.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Wanting to give that special someone a memory and not just a gift? There is one place that offers the finest quality jewelry and service to match. In Brentwood, it's Lindell Jewelers. It's a quarter of a century, Lindell Jewelers has been creating new generations of satisfied customers by helping them create lasting impressions with an array of presents for all occasions. From stunning necklaces to beautiful rings and earrings, Lindell Jewelers provides you the opportunity to give a specially designed piece of jewelry that shows thought and effort. Carolyn Linder and her staff understand jewelry is a very intimate and personal purchase. They know this year's memory you give may be something that is passed on to your child or grandchild someday. Give a memory, not just a gift. Lindell Jewelers, located at 7028 Church Street in Brentwood, in the Brentwood Station Building, across from Firestone. And remember, they offer free gift wrapping with every purchase. For more information, visit them on the web at LindellJewelers.com. Lindell Jewelers, creating memories since 1991.
Zucker is coming to Middle Tennessee soon. It's a free app that saves you money. You can play fun games to win contests and earn Zucker points that you can redeem for rewards to the places you like to eat and shop. Discover fantastic deals and specials near you. Zucker is a free app available on your iPhone and Android. That's Zucker.
X-O-O-K-E-R.
Use Zucker to see what deals are happening at your favorite restaurants and shops, or find great new ones. Download Zucker and start saving today.
Now back to Johnny Ballpark Franks and the Countdown to Kickoff Show.
And welcome back. Johnny Ballpark Franks with you, broadcasting out of the David Price IMAX Center Studios with two area locations to serve you, Brentwood and Murfreesboro. For more information, you can check them out online, davidpricecenter.com. Our countdown to kickoff tailgate show, once again, presented by Zucker. It's a free mobile app. If you haven't done so, once again, go ahead and download it to your iPhone or Android phone. It's free. And when you do, you'll be able to instantly start entering contests, playing great games, and earning reward points that you'll be able to utilize at places that you'd like to eat and shop here in the Nashville, Middle Tennessee area. Go ahead and download and start saving today. That's Zucker with an X, X-O-O-K-E-R. Going back to the hotline, our good buddy Will West joins us from Knoxville, the radio station, Sports Radio WNML over in Knoxville. Will, hope you've had a great week. Welcome to another great day and great weekend of college football.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Johnny. I really appreciate it, man. I know you had to work around a lot of things to get me on, so I really do appreciate that.
Hey, how about this? So Tennessee 5-5. I expected back in August that Tennessee was going to be 5-6 going into the contest against Vanderbilt. But the fact that they're already got their fifth win, they have the opportunity to make that total 7-5. And then if you talk about a bowl win, an 8-win season, nobody would have seen that coming. Now, look, they've got unfinished business, but just knowing that they've got that to play for has to mean a lot for this program.
Absolutely it does. And I think that really, locally, the biggest thing is it kept the fan base from tapping out, because I do think the Tennessee fans were, that Charlotte game was the worst crowd I've ever seen in Neyland Stadium. It was the worst crowd on campus I've ever seen. And the fan base kind of got back into it that win against Kentucky. It just shows you how slim the margin is, right, in the Southeastern Conference, because a 7-5 season would seem like a monumental success that Tennessee can get there. But, you know, I mean, Tennessee loses that Kentucky game like most people expected, and then they lose this this Missouri game. You're asking, what do they actually have to play for against Vanderbilt, right? So that one win makes a huge difference, and now you've got two games, winnable games. I don't think that they're going to be favored in either one of them right now. But these are winnable games, and 7-5 and maybe even 8-5 is on the table. Maybe a trip to the Liberty Bowl, and we'll see who you draw out of the Big 12. The one thing I think they're hoping is not Texas, not Oklahoma State. If they can get to the Liberty Bowl, that they don't end up with them. But they have something to play for here. There's a pretty large carrot dangling in front of the face of these players for Jeremy Pruitt.
Hey, by the way, a quick score update. First of all, through 11 games, who would have thought that the Citadel would be the team that kept Alabama out of the end zone the longest? It took just under 12 minutes for Alabama to score, right? Well, how about the fact that 11:42 to go before the half, the Citadel just scored on a 45-yard touchdown run. The extra point is good. They're tied up 7 apiece down in Tuscaloosa.
Wow.
I'm sure one Nick Saban is not going to be very happy right now.
No, and this is, and I'll tell you, people within the Alabama program told us this week that this offense was angry about the 24-0, only scoring 24 against Mississippi State, and then that they've kind of gotten slack, the offense has, in the last few weeks, and that they were angry, they were back on point, they had the weaker type of week of practice that people thought they may be in the 40s by the time we get to halftime. That is definitely not the case the way that it's looking right now. That is a shocking score.
All right, so first things first, we look at Missouri, and, you know, maybe if Drew Locke played for anybody else other than, say, Missouri, we would be talking more about what he's accomplished in his career for the Missouri Tigers, but it's amazing. He's going to finish as far as second all-time as the career passing leader yards-wise in SEC history, only behind Aaron Murray. Most likely, he will pass David Green today for number two on this list, but going into this matchup this afternoon against Tennessee, 11,342 yards, currently good for third. And then the fact that he already has 92 touchdown passes as well. He's going to end up third because he's not going to be able to get enough to pass Danny Werfel, who's in second, and Aaron Murray's in first. But still a very special, you know, career as a quarterback for Missouri. And if we're talking about Missouri having success today against Tennessee, it's going to be because of Drew Locke.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. I think that, you know, I'm sure you remember back that when Matthew Stafford left Georgia, they get drafted number one overall. We had so many people who called our station and asked, how in the world is Matthew Stafford throwing for, you know, just he didn't really win a whole lot. He didn't do what you expect him to do at Georgia. He never seemed like he was a game breaker. How is he the number one overall pick? And then people still wonder, how's he been a 10, 12-year franchise quarterback in the NFL I think Drew Locke's the same thing. It's not the same skill set Stafford has. He has a different skill set. But I think he's going to be a 10-year starter in the National Football League, barring health, and people are going to be kind of surprised. I do think that we look back, Johnny, on Drew Locke's career and say, man, Barry Odom wasted that guy to some extent. That when you get the winning lottery ticket like that, when you get a guy who's a franchise quarterback, a first-round, surefire first-round pick in the NFL draft, you got to win more games than Barry Odom was able to do. But he's had a great career. He's been a really nice quarterback. The last couple of years, I guess, with last year with Roundtree and this year with Crockett, they've had a little bit of a running game to offset him. But his freshman year, it was just Drew Locke's going to throw the ball 50 times. Let's see what happens at the end of the day. But he's been a really nice quarterback and maybe an underrated player in Southeastern Conference history.
Well, here's the thing, though. You know, from a Missouri standpoint, they don't have a lot of great history as far as football is concerned. You know, upsets here, upsets there. But the fact that Barry Odom is just the fourth Missouri quarterback, head coach, to lead a team to a bowl game in two of his first 3 years, that's only happened three previous times in Missouri history. So it's not a program that's rich in tradition with a lot of success over the decades.
It's not. You're right. And Gary Finkel got them to a place I don't think any of us thought was frankly possible with Missouri football. You know, to get to the SEC championship game a couple of times, to do what he did with Chase Daniel was pretty impressive when he was in the Big 12. And really, for them to win the games that they've won after moving to the SEC, I didn't expect that, right? I mean, when they came in, I thought this was a team that's going to dilute the bottom of the conference. And instead, they've been a team that's been pretty darn competitive over the years. So they've done a solid job with it. But you're right, there's not the pedigree there. So maybe for Missouri fans, this is fine. You know, as far as they're concerned, to finish 7-5, they have a good shot to finish 8-4 this year. I do think that at the end of the season, they're going to kick themselves for that South Carolina game and that Kentucky game, letting those two go, because it really could have been a special season for them. But yeah, it's not a great tradition there. And Drew Locke probably will be one of those historic Missouri players that will go down in program history.
How about the fact it's Senior Day, right, for Tennessee? 13 seniors being honored. The stat that really blew my mind is the fact that only 3 of these 13 individuals are from the state of Tennessee.
It's incredible, isn't it? You know, Butch Jones did a really bad job recruiting here. That's one of the things that I think that maybe people miss, especially the East Tennessee area. And he turned a lot of the guys off here because he tried to walk into the schools around here like a big baller, right? He would run in, he would, you know, do the whole show up in a limousine or in a helicopter, and he would have state troopers there leading him. I know he lost T. Higgins, that's now, you know, star wide receiver at Clemson, because he showed up at the one of his games and wanted an area roped off for him and his security. And Dabo Swinney just went into the stands and hung out with T. Higgins' mom and watched the game. And the difference between those two things is why T. Higgins didn't come to Tennessee. So it's. I think Butch really rubbed a lot of people the wrong way with the amount of ego that he had, and so he didn't land a lot of guys. Amari Rodgers is another guy for Clemson that is, you know, his dad's T. Martin, so he grew up being a Tennessee fan his entire life. Just didn't land Butch Jones. Didn't want to end up having to come back here and play for Butch Jones. So he goes to Clemson. You have, you know, the offensive lineman that's at Cade Mays that's at Georgia right now. Went to Catholic High School here. His dad was a starter lineman for Tennessee, and he just didn't trust that Butch Jones could get into the NFL with what they were doing. So he goes to Georgia instead so he can play for Sam Pittman and Jim Chaney. And Pittman's maybe the best offensive line coach in the game. Butch would hire his buddies to be the coaches that were around him. And so Tennessee doesn't have a lot of guys from the in-state area. He would try to recruit in Georgia, try to recruit in Florida. Larry Scott went in and some guys from there. And then he did a solid job in North Carolina where he got Shy Tuttle and a couple of other guys that came from the Charlotte area. But he looked at the Charlotte area, the Atlanta area. Alfreda is an area that he really liked to hit. When he brought in Larry Scott, they did South Florida. He really liked to go in Ohio because of his personal connections to coaches there. And he'd pick up 3-star guys that maybe didn't pan out or do a whole lot. But, you know, Tennessee has not done a good job building a fence around the state, much less recruiting regionally or nationally over the last few years.
Butch Jones, ego? You mean the same Butch Jones that really felt like statues should have been built in his honor with 9-win seasons? That Butch Jones? Interesting.
I'll tell you this. The biggest thing that ever happened, Johnny, that ticked off former players was he took the national championship trophy and placed it underneath a stairwell. Very legitimately, it was underneath the stairwell, and it had his slogans all around, and it said brick by brick, and it had a brick wall building up and just a little glass area where you could see the national championship trophy from 98. And where the national championship trophy used to be at the top of this stairwell, He put the Gator Bowl trophy, and I'm dead serious about that. Like, he actually did that. It was anything that could possibly happen that, like, he just had kind of a fragile ego and just needed to be pumped up in everything that happened within that athletics department.
Will, as always, we appreciate you, buddy. You can keep up with Will on Twitter, at Will West, WNML, co-host on Knoxville Sports Radio, WNML. If I don't get a chance to talk to you before Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and we always appreciate you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Johnny. Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Matt.
Thank you. That's Will West joining us once again from Knoxville. Coming up on the other side, another scoreboard update as we wrap things up. You're listening to our Countdown to Kickoff tailgate show being presented by Zucker right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Zucker is coming to Middle Tennessee soon. It's a free app that saves you money. You can play fun games to win contests and earn Zucker points that you can redeem for rewards to the places you like to eat and shop. Discover fantastic deals and specials near you. Zucker is a free app available on your iPhone and Android. That's Zucker.
X-O-O-K-E-R.
Use Zucker to see what deals are happening at your favorite restaurants and shops, or find great new ones. Download Zucker and start saving today.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Wanting to give that special someone a memory and not just a gift? There is one place that offers the finest quality jewelry and service to match. In Brentwood, it's Lindell Jewelers. It's a quarter of a century, Lindell Jewelers has been creating new generations of satisfied customers by helping them create lasting impressions with an array of presents for all occasions. From stunning necklaces to beautiful rings and earrings, Lindell Jewelers provides you the opportunity to give a specially designed piece of jewelry that shows thought and effort. Carolyn Linder and her staff understand jewelry is a very intimate and personal purchase. They know this year's memory you give may be something that is passed on to your child or grandchild someday. Give a memory, not just a gift. Lindell Jewelers, located at 7028 Church Street in Brentwood, in the Brentwood Station building, across from Firestone. And remember, they offer free gift wrapping with every purchase. For more information, visit them on the web at lindelljewelers.com. Lindell Jewelers, creating memories since 1991.
Hi, I'm Chip Hoback. You've heard several doctors on the radio claim that they can help alleviate your back or knee pain. But don't trust the opinion of just one doctor. Call my friends at the David Price Center, where they'll combine the expertise of several doctors to create a custom plan for your condition. Whether you have back, neck, knee, or hip pain, contact the David Price Center today. Visit their clinic in Cool Springs or Murfreesboro to knock your pain out of the park. Call 615-678-0014 or visit davidpricecenter.com.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station. Hot, meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage, Mount Juliet, and the two locations in Murfreesboro. And for November, try the Founder Special, the cheesesteak sub with a splash of teriyaki and extra cheese, along with amazing fresh-cut fries and drink at a special price. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
When was the last time you did something fun with family and friends, even coworkers? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers entertainment for all ages? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment, with five centers in Middle Tennessee, is just the place. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of group activities and reunions. Visit them online at strikeandsparebowling.com. Also on Facebook and Twitter, or see them in Hendersonville, Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. There's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
It's the Countdown to Kickoff Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
And welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you. Our countdown to kickoff tailgate show presented by Zucker, broadcasting out of the David Price IMAX Center Studios with two locations to serve you, Brentwood and Murfreesboro. Big thanks to our visitors to the show today, Ron Higgins, sports editor, columnist with the Clarion Ledger out of Jackson, Mississippi. Also, Mitch Vingel, veteran columnist and beat writer for West Virginia and the Big 12. Earlier this hour, Doug Segrist joined us out of Birmingham. The TV show is called The Zone on ABC 3340. And Will West from Knoxville, co-host on Sports Radio WNML. Looking ahead at the top of the hour, college football updates all afternoon long with CBS Sports Radio. And then at 4:50, pregame coverage with tip-off just after 5, Vanderbilt women's basketball today taking on UConn. And then that will be followed by a matchup of just one of the three games today being played where both teams are ranked in the top 25 as you have the showdown with 11th-ranked Central Florida tonight at home taking on 24th-ranked Cincinnati. Central Florida with the nation's longest winning streak at 22 games. Scoreboard update brought to you by Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. How about the fact that Alabama and the Citadel, Alabama's driving, this game is still 7 apiece, tied up 7 apiece, 7:14 to go before halftime. Tua Tagovailoa, by the way, 7 of 10, 122 yards and one touchdown. But it's been the Citadel being able to maintain possession of the ball and time possession early on. We'll see how this game plays out. By the way, Alabama, a 51-point favorite in this one. Other action in the SEC, the Florida Gators having no problems at all with Idaho, 13th-ranked Florida leading Idaho, 28-0, 12:15 to go before halftime. Middle Tennessee had cut into 17th-ranked Kentucky's lead. After Kentucky scored the first 17, it was 17-7, but now Kentucky has responded with a touchdown of their own. A Rose ran for 32 yards out, waiting the extra point, as Kentucky, with the extra point, will go up 24-7, 9:56 to go in the second quarter. It's also Mississippi State, ranked 21st in this week's college football playoff rankings. This was after the loss to Alabama last week that dropped Mississippi State 5 notches to the 21st spot. But it's Mississippi State leading Arkansas at home 10-0, 9:08 to go before halftime. Other scores throughout the top 25 and other action. How about the fact that Maryland still holding on to their 17-3 lead over 10th-ranked Ohio State? Maryland 5-5 on the year, and this game's being played at Maryland. But the Terps on top of the Buckeyes, 17-3, 10:32 to go in the second quarter. Other action, Big Ten-wise, you've got 14th-ranked Penn State with a 3-0 lead over Rutgers, 7:37 to go in the second quarter there. You also have 22nd-ranked Northwestern still maintaining their 7-0 lead over Minnesota, 10:49 to go before halftime. Other scores, is Michigan State still leading Nebraska, 13:49 to go in the second quarter. Army on top of Colgate, 14-0, 8:05 to go before halftime there. In addition, from the American Athletic Conference, South Florida on top of Temple, 10-0, 9:18 to go in the second quarter. You also have TCU on top of Baylor, Baylor leading TCU 6-3. 14:55 to go in the second quarter. So that's a look at all the college scores brought to you by Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers. And once again, locations to serve you in Hendersonville, Hermitage, Donelson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area. Plus, remember, all locations open 7 days a week, including holidays. There's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers. As always, we know you have choices each and every Saturday, and we appreciate you making our show and our station a daily destination. Big thanks once again to our guest. Also, big thanks once again to our sponsors for making it possible for us to be here each and every week. Besides the David Price IMAX Centers, our presenting sponsor, Zucker. Go ahead and download the free mobile app if you haven't done so to your iPhone and Android phone. And you'll be able to earn reward points starting today at places that you like to eat and shop here in the Nashville, Middle Tennessee area. Also brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, Penn Station East Coast Subs, real estate agent Richard Courtney of Christensen Patterson Courtney & Associates, Inns Bank, the David Price Centers once again, Lindell Jewelers, Strike & Spare Family Entertainment, along with Casa of Nashville and the Nashville Symphony. Coming up next, we'll keep you updated all afternoon long with college football on CBS Sports Radio. For Jonathan Desjard, Johnny Ballpark Franks, have a great weekend, everybody, and do us a favor and make it count.